So in the scripture for today, I love the part where it says, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. When I read that, I was reminded about there'll be times when I'm at the Giant shopping, and there'll be some of our younger Doolin disciples with their moms and dads, and they'll see me and they'll say, there's Pastor Dave! And everyone in the store just stops. And I just become this instant celebrity of Pastor Dave. And then everyone looks and watches what I shop and what I buy. What are you looking for? Think about that question for a moment. I thought about some things about what are you looking for when we decide we want to go to college? Many times our parents decide for their kids what they're looking for. But there is a selection that we make of what are we looking for our educational life and what our career will be. What are we looking for if we use a dating service? We are selective of what are we looking for, who are we looking for to possibly have a relationship with. It's something that we put a lot of thought about. What are you looking for? What kind of restaurant? We kind of say like, what do you feel like eating tonight? And we put a lot of thought because especially around here, there are just so many choices. What are you looking for in the church? When we were church shopping, what were we looking for that drew us to Doolin Church? It's an interesting story here where it is two of John's disciples. Jesus has not formed his disciples yet, but it is John the Baptist who has the disciples. And there are two of his disciples who I use the word shadow. The scripture says following him. I think they were shadowing him. So Jesus is going somewhere and these disciples kind of following him. And then Jesus goes somewhere else and they start to follow him. And Jesus has figured this out and is a little annoyed. And he says to them, what are you looking for? And one of the translations says, what do you want? There is something about this person, Jesus, that these disciples want to know more about. They respond, teacher, rabbi, where are you staying? It's interesting, they do a question with a question. Usually Jesus does that. But these disciples are saying, where are you staying, rabbi, teacher? And Jesus says three simple words, come and see. Say that with me. Come and see. That's all he says. Come and see. And the scripture tells us that they were there until the 10th hour, which means they were there for a long time. They weren't there for just show and tell. They weren't there for just a meal. But there was something about Jesus' teachings that drew them to him that they stayed there all day long. And then from that point forward, Jesus used these two disciples and Jesus formed the rest of his disciples after that. This was a turning point in Jesus' ministry. What were these two disciples looking for? I was thinking, you know, back then, what would a disciple look for in their lives? Because, see, the life of a Jew was not very good. They may have been looking for healing of mind, body, spirit. They may have been looking for justice as they were living under Roman rule. They may have been looking for love and acceptance. And in Jesus, they found all that they were looking for. Think of ourselves. If I was to ask you the question, what are you looking for? What would we say? I was thinking about four areas of what we look for in the church, and it's when I do confirmation classes. I usually meet with the kids, and we talk about God, we talk about Jesus, we talk about the Holy Spirit, we talk about the church, and then I say, now all that you've learned, put a sentence about each of these. I believe God blank, I believe Jesus blank, I believe the Holy Spirit blank, I believe the church blank. And they fill it in, and they have created a creed. What they believe in, what is it that they want? And so I was thinking, for those of us gathered here, what do we want? Why are we here? The first God? Well, we're here to worship God. We're all God's children, and we take time out of our lives to sing and praise to God and to give thanks to God for all that God has given us. That's what we're looking for. That we believe in the supreme being in our lives and the need for us to acknowledge God and to express our love to God through our worship. What are we looking for? We're looking for Jesus. And we are gathered here to learn about Jesus, to learn what Jesus has to say to us about how we're called to live as holiness living. We talked about that in our Sunday school class today. Sanctification is holiness living. How do we live our lives out in love of God and neighbor? We're here because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, that force that acts in our lives that we can't control. I give thanks that all of us are here today, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit that got you here, because there's so many things going on in our lives that church may not be at the top right now. But there was something that pulled us in our lives today when we got up, or we thought about last night, what am I going to do for tomorrow? We said to ourselves, I'm going to go to church. That's where I need to be. And the fourth is this. Why are we here? We're here because we are the church. We are disciples, and that we are here as a group that we're called to love and support one another. That when one of us is down, the rest of us are here to rally and to build us up so that we don't fall into the pits. And friends, that is good news, and I've seen it time and time again when someone has been down in our congregation. I've been down. And you have lifted me, and we have lifted one another out of the pits of desperation and loneliness and unacceptance. We can count on each other. And that's good news. There are people all around us that we ask the question, what are you looking for? And they don't know. They're lost. They don't know where to find love and acceptance. They don't know where to find support. The government does wonderful things, but the government's not going to do that for them. But it's the human heart and spirit that brings love and support and acceptance of one another. I was thinking about ways that we can do come and see. Jesus says, come and see. And we come and see here at Doolin Church. And I was thinking about how we can let others know outside these walls about come and see, where you can find love and acceptance. Two ministries that we do, well, three, so many. Our preschool. So every time there is a group of folks that want to look into being part of our Doolin preschool, I go down and I kind of give them a little pep talk about Doolin Church, and I say, if you're shopping for a preschool, just stop right here, you're done. And I tell them a little bit about Doolin Church, that we're a place of love and acceptance, and we love your kids. We take a vested interest in your kids here at Doolin Church. I think about our English as second language ministry and how we have people from all countries all over the world, Muslims, Jews, whatever you call it. And they see the word Doolin Church. And so many don't know what to think. They just see this imposing building. And they're afraid to come in because they don't know what's going to happen when they open those doors. And you know, when they open the door, the person who greets them is Victor Brown. Victor Brown, who takes care of our building. And Victor Brown is one who gives love and acceptance to everyone. And once they come in these walls, the anxiety just fades away in their lives, and they go upstairs, they propel themselves up those stairs, they can't wait to register to be part of English as second language. Now think about our Ministry of Hope. This year we had 55. And they have created this group at 8:30. They've created their own congregation. It is incredible to see the community that these folks have with one another. And I think about, I'll give you an example. We have one of our Ministry of Hope, doesn't speak English well, and poor as can be, he's probably our poorest Ministry of Hope person. And he came in a few weeks ago with these huge sunglasses on. His name is Andre. I said, Andre, what are you doing with those sunglasses on? And he took his glasses off, and somebody had beat him up. And he said, Pastor Dave, I don't have anything. I don't have a penny to my name. And these guys came up and just beat me up. But he said, you know, I wanted to come to church today. Why? Because he knew this was a place of love and acceptance and caring. All are looking for what are you looking for? So come and see. And I've kind of mentioned to you about the stats of when we invite people to church and how it works. And there's a new twist that's come along on the news wires about the reason come to church. 3% come to church because of the denomination. You know, I grew up a Methodist. I'm going to stay a Methodist all my life. 5% come to the church because of a church event. The yard sale, ESL, whatever it may be. Some kind of blessing of animals, some kind of event that a church has. Get it at 5%. 4% because of the preaching and worship. I thought I was a little better than that, but you know, golly, only 4%? 80%. 80% come to the church because one of us gathered here invited them to church. But there's a twist. We not only invite them to church, but they look at the faith that you have and how church makes a difference in your life. And they see that and they say, wow, I want to be part of that. Come and see. Come and see. I can remember 2 years ago, it was during Lent, that I invited Doolin folks to pray for someone in need, to invite them to church. And out of that event, of that time, we've had 3 Doolin disciples journey with us. And some would say, is that all? But I'll take one. But to have 3 friends, that's a victory. And how do you do it? But you think of somebody in your life that probably is wayward, is lost. We pray for that person. We invite that person to church. We say, I'll pick you up. Let's go to lunch afterwards. And then at the end you say, and I'll see you next week. That's the thing. I'll see you next week. We're going to do that again during the season of Lent. We should do it all year round, but think about a person in your life who is lost, who is wayward. And there, come and see, we can make a difference in their lives as we see how we care for one another. Tomorrow we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, I was thinking about this morning after the first service. I didn't mention it to them, but I can remember when... You know, they say you can remember big events in your life. I can remember John F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King. John F. Kennedy, I would think I was 4 or 5 years old. I was in the doctor's office, and I remember it coming up on a black and white screen in the doctor's office. I didn't know what it was all about, but I knew it was something horrible had happened. And then with Dr. Martin Luther King, maybe I was 12 years old. And our neighbors, we lived in Petersburg in a very divided city racially. And I can remember our neighbors got together in our home to talk about this tragic event. Some didn't think it was tragic. Our family thought it was tragic. And I can remember just the conversations that our parents had with all of our neighbors. But come and see. I think about Dr. Martin Luther King, and I guess it was 1963, 1964. He was in Birmingham, Alabama, leading a march. And there were 53 marchers, and he was among them. They were arrested because there was a law against picketing, of trespassing, of demonstrations. And he was singled out. He was placed in a jail cell. He was in an isolated cell. The bed was no mattress, it was just metal slats. And he slept on metal slats. He wasn't allowed to use the telephone. He wasn't allowed to call his lawyer. And he was in jail for several days. But he experienced Jesus saying, "Come and see." And he felt Christ's presence. He felt Jesus in that room with him. Come and see. And it was from there that he wrote this very famous letter from a Birmingham jail. A letter that every seminarian today reads that letter as part of our training. I can remember reading that letter in 1989, and that letter has stuck with me for these 30-some years, where he exhorted persons to help him in his quest for racial equality, not just in the South, but in all of America. And think of where we would be if we didn't have the person of Dr. Martin Luther King in our lives. So we are called, what are you looking for? We're looking for a place of love and acceptance here at Doolin Church. And come and see. Each of us is going to have a different time where we have a come and see moment where we feel Jesus Christ's presence with us as we reach out to someone who is in need. It could be here, it could be at Starbucks, it could be at a Giant store, it could be on the road, it could be wherever it is. But each of us is going to have those come and see moments. And that's our opportunity to tell them what Jesus has meant to us and what Jesus can offer them. And what are you looking for? Come with me to Doolin Church. You can hear Pastor Dave. You can hear the choir. You can hear Brandon. But you can see the love and acceptance that is in this room that is overwhelming. God's love, God's grace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we all say together, Amen. Amen.